but yesterday I walked in the room for the first time that day, and she was stood up. So to see her from, you know, the condition she were in to now been stood up, you know, it's just great. Yeah.
And Luke, people go to Alton Towers and other theme parks just expecting a fun day out. Tell me about the moment when you realised that your sister's happy day out had turned to tragedy.
My mum rang me to let me know because I didn't know anything about it. I'd not seen it on internet, really. And then they sorted me out some transport to get through to hospital to see her because, you know, I wanted to be there as soon as possible for her.
And how was she in that immediate aftermath?
She was heavily sedated, but you know, she was intubated, breathing through. Yeah, she was in intensive care, so she had machines keeping her going. But it was only the day after that they took her off that, and she was back to breathing on her own.
Really? So she was in intensive care and she needed help with her breathing? She was that critically ill?
Yeah. But she just had a rapid recovery. It's just each day has gone by and she's just improved and improved, yeah.
Well, listen, that's good to hear. And you know, it must be a devastating shock for the family. Obviously, you know, the loss of a leg, you know, that's incredibly... serious, Luke. How has the family been taking it?
Well, you know, it's not been easy by any means, but we're strong and we're a close family, and we've got a bond, and this has just made us closer and stronger. Obviously, we've all been there for Leah, but she's one that's kept us going because. You know, she's just done amazing. I don't know where she's got this strength from, but she's really opened her eyes. Yeah.
Has she been able to talk about what happened at all, Luke?
Yeah, she can't remember. There's bits that she struggles to remember. She's, you know, dealing with it a lot better than I thought she ever would.
And, Luke, Leah's a massive 1D fan. You're really hopeful that the band will either visit her or that a member at least will kind of send some kind of message to her. That's really what your campaign's been about, yeah?
Yeah, well, last night, yesterday, I'd been notified by a friend that they'd announced that they're going to be recording a video message for Leah for her to see. And then as soon as she's, you know, back to normal, because she will be, got VIP tickets to one of the shows to go meet him and that. And I got to tell Leah and she was up at moon. She didn't know what to say. But it was a smile on her face that was the main thing. And that's all we've wanted since we started this. Just cause she's got something to look forward to, you know. She'll be up and, you know, mobile before we know it.